With no further ado, today's commentary.
That's my effort at the Godfather.
Intro?
At the Godfather.
So
that was my
So
best
what
effort.
We'll do here is there is a clip of Godfather.
We do.
We don't have it now.
Well,
we'll get it.
We need it. Well, we may have it. We may need that for future commentary.
Future commentary.
Because this issue is not dead yet.
All right.
But this reminds me of Tessio. The part where Tessio, where they find out that Tessio had turned on Michael, and they're now going to put him in the car, and Tessio realizes he's about to be taken out and killed. And he turns and he says to the consigliere, to, I can't remember the name, Hogan, says, can you talk to Mike for me? He says, no, it's business, Tessio, it's business. Well, this is what's now happening to Joe Biden. I saw a clip on Tucker Carlson last night. And they show Joe Biden with Barack Obama at the White House, and literally no one in the room would speak to the President of the United States. Everybody had their back turned to him, no matter which way he turned. People had their backs turned to him. They were in conversation with people other than Joe Biden. And even Biden went over and he said, Barack, you could read his lips, and he put his hand on Obama's shoulder. And Obama just kept talking to the person in front of him and didn't even acknowledge that Joe Biden existed. And the media, and this is what Tucker, now Tucker stopped short on what this is all about. But the point is that Tucker said is that they're going to get rid of Joe Biden. They now realize that his usefulness is over. And here's the key point that Tucker made, and this is what you and I have talked about. So it was interesting to see Tucker talk about it, and that is what we have said on this show is the Democrat Party is the party of government. When you cease to become useful as being an elite member of the party, and you cease to become useful to the government, then your days are numbered. And Joe Biden now is considered feckless by his own party. He's considered useless. He put out his budget. It made maybe 30 seconds on the nightly news, and nothing in it other than a mention or so of the billionaire tax. And so Biden now is toast. And now you see the media trying to cover for itself by now reporting on the high crime rates, the inflation rates, and immigration, and all the issues that the voters care about. And they're going to try between now and November to take the Democrat members who are still running and try to make them crime fighters and inflation fighters and immigration fighters. I don't think it'll work. But the Democrat Party is in complete and utter panic mode, and so are their media allies. But the media is also the media of big government. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
And that's the commentary today. On point, Crom. Absolutely on point. I had the same thought. You got to watch this clip. It is. I mean, I'm no big fan of Joe Biden, but it is pathetic.
Well, it's pathetic in the standpoint that it shows you just how Biden is a nasty. He's a bad person. I've said he's a grifter to the core, but the Democrat Party is a party full of grifters, and when a grifter becomes useless to other grifters, guess what happens?
They're out the door.
They are out the door.
When we come back, we might talk a little bit about how a sitting president of the United States will be forced out by his own party.
We can have that conversation.
That will be interesting. Stay tuned. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.